Aloha and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. A quarter of the counties surveyed across the nation are now less affordable to buyers. The County Home Affordability Index is out this week from real estate tracking company Adam Data Solutions. It shows what percentage of average wages in a county it takes to purchase a median-priced home. For the first quarter of the year, low affordability has increased beyond historic benchmarks in 95 of 379 counties analyzed in the report, and that includes one of Hawaii's counties. Darren Blomquist is a senior VP at Adam Data Solutions, and he's on the line with us now. Aloha, good to talk to you.
Aloha, thanks for having me.
The national index for the first quarter is 103, and that's down from 119 this time last year. Why are we seeing the home affordability index worsen?
Yeah, that 103 was the lowest affordability index we've seen nationwide in 8 years. So this has been a downward trend for some time. And the lower that index, the worse the affordability, meaning less affordable to buy homes. And it's heading in that direction because we've seen the housing market is somewhat becoming a victim of its own success. Home prices have skyrocketed over the past few years since bottoming out in the first quarter of 2012. But we haven't really seen the economy catch up with the housing market. The housing market has been running red hot. The economy has been picking up, but not as quickly as many would have hoped, and not as quickly as housing prices. And so we're seeing this divergent trend nationwide over the past 5 years since home prices bottomed out in the first quarter of 2012. Those median home prices, and again, this is nationwide, have risen 57%, which is great for many people, including homeowners out there. But at the same time, average wages nationwide have only gone up 4% during that same time period. So if you're a first-time home buyer trying to buy a home, you're making average wages, it's becoming tougher and tougher because your wages are not keeping pace with those home prices.
Darren, even if you're not a first-time home buyer, the idea that an average wage earner would have to spend over 43% of his or her income seems to be almost unfathomable for a lot of people, and yet that's what's happening, as you report, in over a quarter of the county surveyed. How are people looking at that 43% number? Because there's some magic attached to that, isn't there?
There is. The 43% number sounds a little bit somewhat arbitrary, but it's an important number because it's what the federal government has basically said is the maximum amount that a borrower should be spending of his or her income on a home, and that's through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was established in the wake of the housing crisis to protect the housing market from the loose lending practices that we saw a decade ago that got us into trouble. And they've said what they call a qualified mortgage, which is one that can be backed by the federal government, by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA. The maximum debt-to-income ratio is 43%, so the maximum amount of your debt, your debt to your income, can be, or your income to your debt, I should say, could be 43%. So, spending that percentage is really the maximum you can do if you're going to get one of those federally backed mortgages. And we're seeing an increasing number of counties, and as you said, it's up to 1 in 4 counties now that are above that 43% threshold in terms of affordability, meaning really if you're an average wage earner, you're probably out of luck in buying in those counties unless you figure out some way around that affordability hurdle. One of the things we're seeing as a side note is more what we call sharing buyers, where there's multiple people on the sales deed who are going in and buying together, and it may be parents with children or that sort of thing. We're seeing an increase in that, because lending is not loosening up. That certainly doesn't seem to be happening.
And maybe going, frankly, the other way. But just for comparative value quickly, what are some of those areas, the counties that you saw above the 43% threshold before we get to the ones, including one of ours, that's way above that?
Sure. We saw over 90 counties. Top of the list was Kings County, New York, which is Brooklyn, Santa Cruz County in California, Marin County also in California, in the Bay. Both of those are in the Bay Area. We have quite a few California counties in there and some New York counties, and of course Hawaii is mixed in there. Then you have Barnstable County in Massachusetts, which is Boston. Get into some Colorado counties. That's been an extremely hot market, especially in the Front Range around Denver there. And Austin actually shows up as well as one of those counties that's above the 43% threshold.
Okay, I want to just stop you there in the interest of time because we only have a couple more minutes. But we're talking over 43%. But now when you look at those counties, including Maui County, where you would have to spend over 100% of average wages to be able to buy a home. A lot of people are wondering, how on earth could you have a place where you could be spending over 100% of average wages? And in Maui County, for example, you'd have to be spending 100.2%. Kings County, that you mentioned before, New York, Brooklyn, 121.4%. How do you get to that point with average wage, or is this simply just proof that an average person can't buy a home there?
It really, I mean, that's really what it is. It's absurd, you know, that obviously nobody can spend more than their wages to buy a home. And so those people are definitely locked out of those markets who are making the average wages. And the common theme with many of those markets, including Maui, is that you do have folks coming in. These are markets that attract a lot of outside buyers, not just people who live there. And those outside buyers often are not as constrained by the local income, so they can come in and afford to buy those higher prices, and they're creating demand. But of course, it can be at the expense of the folks who live there.
Very briefly, as you look forward now into the rest of the year, do we expect to see this accelerate?
Yes, and the thing that's accelerating it is rising interest rates. One of the reasons we saw this affordability, in addition to home prices continuing to go up, interest rates went up over the last year, and we expect that to continue, which will make the affordability situation tougher.
As well, we know here. Thanks very much for the context. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Darren Blomquist is Senior Vice President at Adam Data Solutions. It compiled the report on county housing prices, and you can find a link to it on our website and Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.